Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm reviewing the voice of the currently probably most famous person in the world right now, Joe Exotic, aka the Tiger King. If you haven't seen that famous Netflix documentary yet, don't worry, it doesn't really matter. This is just a person who is a real person and who's alive, currently in prison, I believe, for animal abuse and attempting to murder someone else. But don't worry about that. You can always look online if you want to discover more about Joe Exotic. Now, I thought, A, he's got a very interesting voice. And B, there's a few things we can learn from him that we might be able to adopt for ourselves if we're trying to change our voice or if we're trying to adopt new habits or get rid of old habits. And so the first thing I'm going to suggest in changing our voice, and especially if we're going to learn a bit more about Joe Exotic and the way he uses his voice, is this. It's best if we are going to do his voice that we first get a mullet, just like this one here. See, already I'm starting to feel like I'm changing, you know? It's like that. And not only a mullet, we really want a trucker cap as well. So if we can get a trucker cap and a mullet, we are kind of 99% of the way to doing his voice. If you can't get a trucker cap though, you can always maybe find a cowboy hat. I'm not sure where in the world you are, but I think these are gonna go, maybe take my glasses off. These are gonna go, if you can grow a moustache as well, that would probably really benefit you. But the point I'm trying to make with these items is that he's quite a performer. Joe Exotic is someone who loves being in the public eye, who loves being in front of people, much like myself, in the respect that I've been an actor and a singer and I've performed for people. And something happens when you perform, when you recognize that the things you do and the words you say, once they leave your mouth, they become your performance. And so in order to better understand yourself and what you're doing with your body, today I'm going to look at how he uses his voice, but also why it's a performance. I'll keep the trucker cap on, but I think that the wig was just a bit too much. Now, having these tools and having these costumes, if you like, can make you feel like you're wearing a mask, making you feel a certain way, like you can do something. I mean, you look at any like famous performer, anyone on TV, film, singers, or whatever, there's always some kind of image there. And they usually kind of back that image up by their attitude. Now, what I want to say is that attitude is something you can choose. Attitude really drives your performance. And as a speaker, this can be very helpful to know. So let's take a quick look at Joe Exotic and what he does with his voice.
They'll lure you in, okay, and they'll be really, really lovable until they can get you. And it's a game to them.
So this video that I took from YouTube was when Louis Theroux, one of my favorite documentary makers, met Joe Exotic some years ago, and Joe Exotic showed him around the zoo. And so this is before Netflix got involved and, you know, it showed the whole documentary. So this is, he was less on show and a bit more relaxed and more being himself.
They'll be really, really lovable until they can get you.
Until they get you. So one of the things I noticed about him from the TV series and also in this video here is that he scrunches his nose up quite a lot. It's like a habit. He always brings it up there. What happens if you do that? You bring your mouth back and your nose up. It creates a certain sound. It creates a certain tension in your mouth. And when you put tension anywhere, it's going to change the, you know, the shape of your instrument and how it's going to sound. Let's watch that again.
They'll be really, really lovable until they can get you.
Till they can get you. So he's got a voice. I think he has a fair amount of resonance in his body, but he's also quite a high voice. And I think that's because he's driving the air up through his nose, even though he can, you know, you can hear him a bit, that he's got a voice in there. I think he's got tension in the belly. I think he's holding his belly in, and maybe because he's on camera, not sure, but he's driving this up there. You know, it's going up through his nose, like that.
And it's a game to them.
And it's a game to them. He's almost like snarling, but with a smile. It's crazy. Personally, I think that's a nervous thing. I think he's holding this face, and he's creating this smile like a mask. It feels to me like he's actually covering something up. Now, after watching the documentary, you could agree with that, but I mean he's him personally. I think this is a performance, and I think he's chosen to be this way. And I think a lot of us don't realise that we choose our attitude, and we choose to be the way we are, and we choose to speak the way we do. No one is necessarily born speaking the way they do. If I was brought up in India, I wouldn't have the same accent as I do having been brought up in London. However, I would have the same instrument and same body. So it's something you learn, it's something you model, and it's something you copy. So over the years, he's developed this mask, his own performance mask, to sound this way because it's got the results he wanted from people. A, his accent is a lot of that's down there, that drawl, it's very much in there. He's then putting this smile on and he's creating this way of speaking which is tight and up there. And maybe because it just makes him more unique. And I can hear there's a good voice in there, but he's kind of shutting it off.
Until they can get you.
They can get you.
And it's a game to them.
And it's a game to them. So yeah, that is my biggest thing about him, is that he's got a mask. He's playing a character. He's chosen to speak like this. He's adding tension. He's holding this smile and lifting his nose up, and it's making everything come up here. Another thing that about his voice is that his top front teeth go ahead of his bottom teeth, like that. And when he's doing this smile, I think that's actually though his physiology. So his bottom jaw is not forward, not center, but pulled back in there, and you can see it kind of in his chin. What that does is that pulling that back there actually changes his physiology as well, and that actually lowers his larynx. So I think the fact that even though he's tightening up his face and screwing and putting up in there, he's actually pushing his lower larynx down, so it makes him a bit deeper. And so we can hear a bit of resonance in there because there's space here. It's when the sound gets up to there, it changes. So he doesn't open his mouth very much, and it comes through his teeth. A lot of this sound, a lot of his articulation comes through his teeth, which to me suggests that his tongue is doing a lot of the work in formulating the sound, because this is all very fixed, you see, around his mouth. So yeah, it's all very up there.
They'll be really, really lovable until they can get you.
They'll be really, really lovable until they get you. So what can we take from Joe Exotic's voice? Well, right now I'd suggest that maybe it's not the voice that you'd want to model yourself on. And actually he's producing so much tension in his sounds he's making that I wouldn't say it's necessarily helpful or useful for you to do that to your voice, because I thoroughly recommend relaxation. And everyone relaxes into their own voice, and even he's relaxed into that mask he's wearing and into that modeling he's done for himself. But it's just his choices have made him sound like that, and if you want to sound like that, you can do that. But if you don't, and maybe you have a voice that you're not so happy with, there's ways and means of changing it. And it's just about experimenting and choosing this mask that you wear. And so you can always slow down your speech. You can always articulate clearer. You can always relax. You don't have to hold your larynx down or hold your mouth open or move things around too much like that. You can just be and speak. And that's all you need to do. But this is an option, if you so wished. Anyway, that was Joe Exotic. Hope this has been interesting and you got something from it. Who knows? Why don't you come over to my Instagram account at HappyBoyMcStay, say hi, drop me a DM, and we can have a live chat about your voice. I want to do it live, and I want to start recording these so I can put them on the channel so other people can learn about each other. Maybe you're from a part of the world where you have a certain accent, or you have habits from your job that affect you in daily life, and you want to kind of understand how to maybe improve your voice or change it somehow, and then other people can learn from that as well. So Gary V style, get in touch, let's do a live chat or record it or put it on the channel, and we can all discuss it together as a community, which we are. If you're not already subscribed, come along, subscribe, hit the notifications bell, because there's going to be loads more of these coming up, and just leave a comment, say hi. I want to say hi to you. You should be wanting to say hi to me too. Okay, it's going to get you. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com, and until the next time, look after your voice.